All right, My Muscle Project, welcome back to this week of In The Black. This week we have on Zanna Conlon, who is the founder and still operator of Active Escapes, which is the number one active fitness retreat in the world. And if you guys have not heard of them before, then you may have seen them posted all over Instagram. They basically run the fitness travel game. And, you know, we have partnered in the past with What Ventures, as you guys know, but you know, we're stepping into a new era in 2019, and we believe that a company like this has so much to share. They basically, you know, gave birth to this industry and run the game as we speak. They have franchises all over the world, Bali, Maldives, Nusa, Greece. And I think what's really interesting about this episode is Zanna helps us understand why the travel game is so difficult and how they've gone about making it the best experience. And it's why they sell out more than any other retreat in the world. It's why they have the best trainers. They have Andrew Papp, you guys know him, former guest of the show. They have Amanda Biss. They've had Scotty Evanett. They've got lots of big name trainers, but also the best trainers. And that's actually a discussion we get into on the show, is, you know, so many of these influencers with massive followings approach a company like Active Escapes, and why or why not do they choose them? It's not, you know, you have 2 million, you have 100,000, we're going with 2 million. There's more to it than that. And I think we have a really interesting discussion around that topic, which I think you guys will find pretty cool as well, and very transparent. So thank you, Zanna, for sharing that stuff. And quite funny, guys, actually, Zanna, he invited us to his Noosa trip during this podcast, and we discussed after the show, and we're going to take him up on that offer and go along to the Noosa trip, which, for those of you listening internationally, is a part of the Sunshine Coast, which is a state or an area in the state of Queensland, which is just north of where we are. So we're going to get a flight. We're going to jump on a flight. We're going to do about 4 days and three nights there. We're going to bring over our photographer, videographer, and make sure that we capture all the exciting moments and let you guys kind of see what these, you know, Active Escapes company is all about and what a fitness retreat can really be about. And, you know, see if it's something that interests you guys, because you're interested in fitness, you're interested in traveling, you're interested in looking after yourself, and it's a great combination, this sort of stuff. So we're checking that out. If you guys didn't know as well, Zanna also runs this with his partner, Ali, and she's the yoga teacher on the retreat, and she's his partner in crime. So some really exciting stuff, really interesting episode. And guys, before we jump into it, remember this episode was brought to you by Wattify. If you go on wattify.com/MMP, you can sign up. You'll get a discount on your first year, and it's definitely the best gym software that we love and we support, as you guys know. And then as well, guys, True Coach, if you are a coach, if you're an athlete and you do stuff online together or solo or however you go about it, you need True Coach as a platform. Once they bring out True Coach payments, you can live the, you know, freedom of a remote coaching lifestyle. You can coach your athletes from anywhere in the world. You can take payments from anywhere in the world, and you can just be that traveling nomad that's a coach that's writing cool programs. So if that's a life that appeals to you, I guess it's kind of fitting because it's a travel show. So if you don't feel like you need a location to be successful, or you don't want to be tied down to anywhere, then truecoach.co can facilitate that. And when you go to truecoach.co/MMP, you guys can get a pretty sweet discount, get a trial, and then you get a percentage off your next month when you sign up. So check that out, guys, truecoach.co/MMP. All right, guys, here we go, In The Black with Zanna Conlon. All right, My Muscle Project, welcome back to another episode in the new My Muscle Project headquarters studio. A very exciting podcast today. For a long time, we have been following these guys, and it's finally good to have on the founder, Zanna Conlon of Active Escapes. And Zanna, you have, you know, built quite an incredible company. We first found out about you many years ago with a good friend of the show, Andrew Papp. And since then, I've just been keeping a close eye on what you guys have been doing. For the listeners listening, you guys know that in the past we had, you know, some other travel adventure companies associated with us, but we're taking things to a new level in 2019, which is why I've got Zanna on the show. So, firstly, thank you for being here, and secondly, we just want to know, like, this whole thing, right? This whole movement of fitness retreats and, you know, keeping an active lifestyle while holidaying is, I think, a really, really good movement just for the industry in general and for people in general. What was your life like before you got into this business?
Thanks, Oz. First of all, thanks for having me. Big fan of the show, so it was great to be part of it for the first time.
No worries.
Yeah, in regards to your question about how we... Well, before this, I've done a few things, but I suppose what led to me starting Active Escapes, and I suppose this fitness movement that you're talking about traveling and doing that sort of thing, was I did a lot of surf trips. And I suppose on a surf trip, it's a bit of about fitness, you know, like you go on a surf trip. Either of you guys surf?
Yeah.
Surf trip.
Yeah, I've done some surfing.
Yeah, up early in the morning.
In Noosa, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of surfing in Noosa.
So I've been on surf trips to, say, the Maldives or Maldives, depending on where you're from. And you might go on a boat and you surf every day for a week. And because you've gone that far, you're so into it and you're so excited, and you'll surf like 5, 6, 7 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the day, you're so tired, you might have a couple of beers and then you go to bed. And then you get up the next day and you do it all again. And you'll come back after the trip and you feel good because you've done a lot of exercise. And I suppose from doing those sort of things in my life, I thought back in 2012 it was when I first sort of had this idea. And so it was before Instagram. Obviously, Facebook was around. But I had this idea where we could go and do a similar sort of thing, but sort of make it revolve around fitness. So we still did fun activities, and we do fun activities like surfing, and we do some wakeboarding and other things like that, depending on where we are. But we base it around fitness, and then we do other activities. So in 2012, I sort of had this crazy idea in my head, and I did the first trip with a friend of mine who was a Pilates instructor actually at the time. We did the first one, and it was a real battle, I suppose, trying to get people and sort of trying to get that sort of clientele of people who want to come away and do like fitness on their holiday. And like, I still talk to people every day that like they think that's the worst thing. They don't want to go and like do burpees on their holidays.
Yeah.
Like, I want to go sit by the pool. So it is back then it was a very small percentage of people who wanted to do that on their holiday. And I think it's grown a lot since then. But yeah, in those early days, we did one trip in 2012. I did a few trips in 2013. And it was a real struggle. And I suppose I questioned myself at times where am I going with this? I thought it was a good idea. But at that point, you know, I was down a lot of money and I was having a good time and sort of keeping healthy and stuff. So then from there, it was sort of started. I think things turned a bit in the start of 2014. So we got on Instagram, I think it was 2013. We sort of started building things from there. And it probably wasn't until mid to late 2014 where we had our first like booked out trip. So that was really exciting for us to sort of get to that stage. And a lot of things have changed over that time as well. Obviously, you learn a lot with any business, as I'm sure you guys have with your gyms and other things you've had going on. But we try to just build an experience for people that where they come and they'll train, but we have a lot of fun and enjoy what they do. So yeah, that was the idea from the start. I had previously sort of been involved in, like most people, sort of, you know, went through school and played. I'm from Melbourne, play Australian rules football down in Melbourne. And then I played for amateurs afterwards. And I did a bit of coaching with that as well at under 19 level. So I sort of went through those stages of, keeping fit. And we did, like, even through football, we did like pre-season camps and stuff like that, where you would go away and had a really good time with, you know, a group of like-minded people. So I suppose that's what we tried to transition through, to bring like-minded people together to have some fun, go to these great places and give them a great experience.
Nice. And when you took it from, you know, the early days of not sure if this is going to work to a booked out trip, and then to where it is today, have you thought about, you know, in retrospect, what was the factors involved in making it so successful? You know, did you change something in your marketing, or did you go after, you know, a different crowd or a different message to kind of have it be as successful as it is today?
For sure, a lot of things have changed from the early days. You know, food, we started off in Bali and food was quite basic, and I suppose we changed the whole menu. That's one thing we did.
Yeah.
And we also changed like our trainers. So I split with the guy that I was running with. He was the Pilates teacher. I wanted to go more fitness based because we did some Pilates and stuff. But I wanted to go more fitness based.
Yeah.
So we went more fitness based. I got guys like you just mentioned, Andrew Papp, involved at the start of 2014. Andrew has been with us since 2014. He's done a lot of trips. Off the top of my head, I can't even tell you. Maybe. guys like him, came on board that are like, I suppose, very inspirational for people. And Instagram sort of started that sort of movement as well.
Yeah.
Through 2014, Instagram sort of started becoming fairly mainstream. And guys like Andrew, we've got another one, Amanda Fist. She's a great girl. She's from Perth. And another one, Ash Freeman, who is from Sydney as well. And those three guys that came on sort of basically from the start, I call that, like 2014 was when it really sort of became a business. It was almost like a hobby before that. So those guys came in and they'd not only, I suppose, built their own profiles, even though I suppose Instagram was a lot different back then. I think Andrew might have had 20,000 followers when he started with us, and I think now he's got 150,000 or something.
Yeah.
And I think Amanda may have had 80,000 and now she's got 700,000.
Jesus.
So, like, I suppose we all grew together. Mm. And those three guys in particular have been with us from the start. And there's another guy, his name's Damien Kelly, who's exercise scientist out of Sydney. Really good guy. Doesn't, I suppose, really get involved with that Instagram sort of side of things, but he was a journalist for Body and Soul for 10 years. So he was very knowledgeable and helped us with some, you know, great workouts for sort of our locations, what we do. I suppose that was probably the biggest change in 2014. And then we used some Instagram influencer type people the late 2013 and then into 2014.
Yeah.
And that kicked us along a lot. But things are a lot different now, so it was probably being in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
For that sort of thing, it can be very, very difficult these days. Instagram algorithms and stuff like that.
Right.
It can make those things maybe not worth your time.
Mm.
And do you tend to get, you know, when you get a new customer that comes on a trip, do you tend to get people that are like, man, I love this, I'm going to keep coming on trips again and again? Or is it like an epic time, but once you've done it, you've done it, and then, you know, you tell your friends about them trying it, and it's more of a one-off thing?
Good question. We've got a bit of a community, I suppose, where we get people that come back a lot. So, and that can be from all walks of life. Like, we've got one guy that's in his 50s who's a surgeon out of Melbourne. He's been on 8 trips.
Wow.
And we've got, you know, girls from Australia or overseas that have been to 5 trips. I think it's about the record there. We've had a guy from Denmark last year who's 19. He came on 4 trips in 1 year.
Wow.
That's a good fucking good lifestyle for a 19-year-old.
Yeah.
So he tells me he's actually just booked his 5th one to come on our big festival, which is to celebrate our 100th escape. So he just tells me he just goes home and works so he can come on his next act. He loves it. You meet lots of great people and you have some funny stories. That guy in particular from Denmark, it takes him 37 hours to get to Bali.
Whoa. 2 days.
He had a funny story because he's a really nice guy. He's only 19 years of age and he's two, what did I say? He's too embarrassed, or just he's a really nice guy. He won't put his chair back on the plane.
Oh my god!
That is another level of nice.
Oh, that's funny.
That is crazy.
So, I wish he was here now so you talk to him. But he literally travelled 37 hours. That was in March last year, and he came to Bali. Actually, did two trips in a row. And then he came later in the year, came to Noosa in Australia, obviously, from Denmark, I don't know, maybe 30 hours, I'm not sure exactly. And as soon as he got there, I said to him, please tell me you put your chair down. And he said, nah, I didn't.
Oh my God.
Those polite Denmarks.
That's so funny.
Yeah, so, you meet some really good people. They just keep coming back. We've already got on that festival, we call it the Active Skates Festival. It's like celebrating our 100th trip.
Yeah,
that's in Bali. We've got like a 125 room resort just for us. So there's going to be sort of about 150 people on that trip. It's going to be huge, but we've already got like there's about 70 repeat guests already booked in for that trip. So
awesome.
That'll sort of give you a bit of an understanding of like how many people come back. They just love it.
Yeah, that's great. So if I'm a customer and I'm coming along for the first time, you know, the trips, are they all fairly similar? Are the local ones in Oz a little bit different to the ones, say, the international ones where you go big? Like, are there different types? Like, this is the super trip, this is a medium trip, this is the base trip. How does it work and what can you choose from?
Well, I'll tell you what we should do is we should get you guys to come up to Noosa next week, or we start February 26th.
Yeah.
Join us up there and then you can find out for sure.
Yeah.
And you can tell everyone, but
why not? Yeah, we'll take you up on that for sure.
It's not far away. What do we got? Today's the 14th, so 12 days time.
Yeah.
Obviously every country is different, but we try to do a similar schedule. So, for instance, as you said, like in Australia, things are a bit different to say Bali in terms of just general life. So the costs in Australia are a bit higher. So stuff like we don't include massages in Australia.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
It's $100 an hour. but those sort of things we can include in Bali. Places like Hawaii, places where things are expensive, it might not be as many inclusions, but we still have like the fun activities. So in Noosa, for instance, we go wakeboarding, we do aqua park,
nice.
Those jumping castle things on the water.
Yeah, yeah.
So we do a boat cruise, a few drinks one afternoon on a boat. So we still have like those fun activities, but we might not have as many, I suppose, luxuries that you may be able to get in places like Bali.
Yeah, yeah, nice. That's super cool. And you know, coming back to the influencer chat you just mentioned, obviously, you know, it's super appealing for someone with a big following. This, you know, I do what Andrew Papp does, so you know, I think I'd be a great fit for Active Escapes. And you know, they reach out to you. I'm sure you get these all the time. They're like, yeah, pay for my holidays for the next, you know, year and a half. Or what have I got to do? How do you filter to make sure that, you know, the people you're bringing on the trip that are helping you promote the trip are firstly like the right fit, and or what kind of skill set, you know, do they need to have? You know, to be invited along and to partner with the brand.
Yeah. First of all, no one can do what Andrew Papp can do.
That's true. The Energizer Bunny. Yeah.
I have to pull him back if sometimes we'll go on site somewhere and there might be some huge hill and he'll be like, yeah, so what we're going to do is I'm going to bring everyone here tomorrow morning. I'm going to make them run up the hills 8 times with the attached on the 2 liters, and I'll look at it and go, okay, well, we're not doing that. So... we might do it twice, I remember one of his trips in the early days. He said, this is what we're going to do for the first session, and he said we're going to run up this hill 7 times and they're going to have to carry sandbags and whatever. And I was like, that's going to be like seriously hard.
Yeah,
like, but yeah, just going back to the question there about our trainers, every day we get contacted by trainers from all over the world that want to be involved with Active Escapes, from you know, the PT down the road through to people with hundreds of thousands or millions of followers.
Yeah.
That is a bit of a task for us in trying to work out who we think is going to be the best for the Active Escapes fitness retreats. So we like to usually get them on as a guest first, as soon as we find someone that we think might be good.
Mm.
And they just come and have fun for the week with us. And then we'll get a sort of bit of more of an idea of, you know, are they capable of doing this? We've had, things in the past with people with millions of followers and whatever that, you sort of need to understand that a lot of, especially the younger crew now, like
new generation,
they might be 22 years old. So they've basically had an Instagram following since their whole adult life.
Yeah.
And you know, they may not have need to ever work. So they've probably never taken a group session for 20 or 30 people.
Mm.
So we just need to make sure that like they're capable of doing that and controlling a group. Obviously guys like Andrew Papp, he's sort of gone through the ranks and he was, you know, can't think of how old he's off the top of my head. He must be about 28, 29.
Yeah.
And so before he was doing Instagram and that sort of thing and being on TV shows and stuff, he was taking groups every day at 5 o'clock in the morning. So Pat's very capable of, you know, taking a group, taking control, encouraging them, doing all those sort of things that like give the guests what we need to be able to give the guests a good experience.
Yeah.
He loves people and just talking to them and stuff like that. So yeah, you need people like Andrew and Amanda and Ash that can just sort of, you know, be a bit relatable, but also be able to train a group.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think it's interesting because, yeah, someone who falls in that category, big name in the industry, you've had along to some trips is Steve Cook. For those people listening that are familiar with the man, he's, you know, he's kind of the new generation sort of Arnold Schwarzenegger, I guess, sort of inspiring a lot of people to lift and look good and look after themselves. How did your relationship with him come about? And obviously he fits the bill for a lot of the things you just mentioned. But yeah, what kind of impact has he had on Active Escapes?
Steve's a good guy. He contacted us, it's been 2016, and I'd never heard of him, actually.
too busy surfing.
Well, who's this joker? And I was like, wow, he's got 1.5 million followers or whatever he had.
Yeah.
And sort of looked at his stuff. And anyway, he joined us as a guest. It's been late 2017. Anyway, whenever it was. And he just had a bit of fun with us. And then, he's come back as a trainer. Busy guy, though, so he's got a lot on his plate.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's been involved on a couple of trips, which is good to get people like Steve involved when we can. But yeah, it's just, as I said, it's just a matter of like getting guys that are capable. We have guys that message us, they've got hundreds of thousands of followers and they write, we've got a form on our website where trainers can fill in and apply and it asks for their qualifications. And he said he's a bodyweight expert and weights or something. And
then master.
Back and I said, okay, but what are your actual qualifications? And he said, what do you mean? So basically, like a lot of these people that, you know, you think might be trainees or something, they're actually not. They just write in their bio on their Instagram that they're a trainer. Mm. And unfortunately, that doesn't mean they're a qualified trainer.
Mm. Yeah, well, it's nice that, you know, because there obviously is that facade, that veil that exists on social media of not really knowing the person behind the photos and you know, the quick little clips and that sort of thing. It's nice to hear a company, obviously it's a big part of your success, you know, not just going for those sort of people, right, that have the fame and the attention, but, you know, you're looking for quality people that can coach a class, control a group, be personable, speak to people. And I think, yeah, by the sounds of it, it's like what, you know, is the difference between you and a lot of these other companies. So what is the kind of the next steps for Active Escapes? You guys have a lot of trips on the cards. How do you plan to kind of, you know, manage them and grow them and just kind of progress from there?
Yeah. Well, with the I suppose the trainer thing with like growing things, we're like, we have personal trainers on every trip, they're guests.
Yeah.
Obviously they're into that sort of thing. So a guy named Peter Day, who you may know, he's from Sydney. He came last year as a guest. He's won the F45 playoffs twice.
Okay.
So he's a super fit guy and a great guy, and obviously came on trip, had a good time, and, you know, was good with everyone on the trip. So he's back this year as a trainer. He's got, you know, 10,000 followers, which to some people might sound like a lot, but compared to a Steve Cook or someone
who's
got 2 million followers, it's not. So it's good to get like guys like Peter on as well. Just, you know, like they're just so like down to earth people.
Mm.
And they're, you know, a lot relate. They're very relatable to our guests as well. And they work hard in their jobs. So it's good to get them on. And yeah, as we grow, obviously we need more trainers around the world. And we're just trying to give like our guests an experience that they may not be able to get, you know, elsewhere. So, you know, we've got a Maldives boat that we hire for the week.
Awesome.
Obviously very, very expensive to do that. It's not something you can just go and do by yourself.
No.
a lot of money. So yeah, we get 125-foot like super yachts, amazing. And and then we'll have 20 people like sleeping and training and stuff. On the, we'll go to islands and then we'll train on the boat. We're out surfing. We've got like 3 boats with us, so we can all do different things. So yeah, we just look for like, I suppose, other opportunities around the world. We have franchises that run those opportunities as well, with because we need experts in our area. So one of the other, I suppose, things about fitness retreats becoming so like popular now is that there's lots of people, I suppose, running them. They don't know what they're doing. They just want to have a free holiday for themselves. So they'll go to somewhere like Bali and try and run a business there, which is illegal. and they don't know what they're doing, and they're actually digging themselves in a hole. And if they get immigration are out looking for those sort of people that are like, we're registered in Bali, we've got working visas in Bali and all that sort of thing. So you've got to know what you're doing in each place. You can't just go to a new country and start running a business, because they'll come down on you like a ton of bricks, like they would in Australia as well. If some Indonesians started coming over here and just running a business, it wouldn't be long before the Australian Taxation Office started.
Of course. Saying,
well, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
And, where's our money?
Yeah, of course.
So it's a bit similar over there. You got to register and do all those sort of things, which it's obviously hard if you're not from Indonesia, for Bali, for instance. So we look for people that can, I suppose, franchise our active escapes idea. But so, for instance, we opened Greece this year. The people that run the trip, they've got to come with us and do all their training and all that sort of stuff. But then they run Greece. So they're actually from Greece. They know the place back to front. They speak the language. They, you know all the local people and all those sort of things that like needs to be done to, run legitimately.
Yeah.
So obviously it makes it a lot easier if you're from the place to be able to run that.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that launch. I'm going over there for myself for that one.
Nice.
So yeah, we just look for people that, as I said, that are experts. We're currently we've got a new locations coming up also in the South Pacific. It'll either be Vanuatu or New Caledonia or somewhere around there. Again, they're local to there. And we're also in talks with some ex-guests who came that are out of South Africa.
Okay.
So again, they know the place back to front. They know what to look out for. So yeah, I suppose that's the main thing in our growth. We try to make sure that the people that are with us and our team know everything, like back to front. That's good.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I think that's that was some really good insight. I don't think maybe the people listening would have known that, but yeah, a lot of these travel adventure companies are owner-run
owner operator, so you know they try and book all these overseas trips and they don't know the area that well and they run into headaches with the law and all this sort of stuff. Like you mentioned, it's just so much better to have the local on the ground. Even, you know, as the franchise makes such a big difference, they're so much more invested in it than just like your local tour guide, right? It's just so much better. So it's super cool.
Yeah, things can go pretty bad. Like we've heard some horror stories, like from our guests who may have tried to book on another fitness retreat, and you know they've heard a few stories. Some people have been arrested. You know, like the owners have been arrested. Other ones where the owners haven't turned up because maybe they didn't get enough people or whatever.
It's like Fire Festival.
Not as big a scale as that.
Small scale fire festivals everywhere, all over the world. Yeah.
Yeah. And then other ones, if you read their fine print and stuff, they have like, oh, if we don't get 10 participants, we'll cancel it.
Mm.
So, and most people probably don't read the fine print, but
no one does.
So if they only get 8 people and it's next week and you've already booked your flights and everything's happening, they ring you up and cancel it. Yeah, you might get your money back and stuff, but you've got your flights booked and you thought you were going away and you've got your leave booked and all that. So we've had people contact us last minute saying, oh, can you get me on? I'm already going to be there. I've got the flights booked and stuff. but that's happened to a few people as well, which we've been able to sort of squeeze them in somewhere.
Yeah. No, it's unfortunate, but it's good to, it's why we got you on and to kind of talk about these issues and stuff. And no, it's cool that you guys are kind of, you know, been doing it a long time and figured your way around all these things. So, it's some really cool stuff. So, Zana, where can people kind of connect with you guys, find out more about, you know, some of the upcoming trips that you just mentioned, and, you know, if they're interested, follow you, book one themselves, go from there?
There's plenty of places you can see some information. So there's obviously our website, so it's activeescapes.com. There's all the information about the upcoming trips on there. Exciting stuff happening this year. We're back in Bali. I go over there myself. So I live in Bali sort of 6 months a year. And we've got our big one over there. Then we've got our Greece launch coming up. We've got our Maldives trips coming up as well. One's on the boat, one's on the land. Barbados will be later in the year. So yeah, we've got like lots of different trips coming up, and they're just there for everyone to have fun. You can also see on our Instagram account, which is Active Escapes, or on Facebook. There's plenty of ways to get some information, as you know, these days.
Yeah.
It's a headache trying to keep up with it.
Yeah.
Now there's YouTube, I suppose, as well, is getting momentum. So you can also look at little videos on YouTube. I know you guys are getting into it yourselves a little bit as well now. So,
yeah, absolutely.
As you know, it's hard to keep on top of everything.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's a full-time job creating content, but you guys are doing a fantastic job and we love seeing it all. So look, I'm definitely going to take you up on that Noosa offer, and maybe I'll book a trip for next week.
Yeah, it'll be fun. So yeah, come up to Noosa for sure. Nice, easy one close to home.
That's right.
And then maybe something bigger later in the year.
Fantastic. All right, Zana, thanks so much for being on, mate. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.